From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on those elected to parliament and the assembly of experts to act in the interest of Iran and stand against outside influences. Unofficial tallies are showing that reformists and moderates won many of the seats. President Hassan Rouhani made last year's nuclear agreement with the group of world powers a key objective of his administration. Some believe the election outcome could be interpreted as support of his policies. United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today to more than 150,000 Syrians as a cessation, that is, of hostilities in Syria stretches into a third day. There have been, though, some claims of violence. Staffan de Mistura, the UN envoy for Syria, speaks about the truce that brought about the ceasefire.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
A Syrian opposition umbrella group known as the High Negotiations Committee says 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to the terror groups, the Islamic State, and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Two huge explosions on Sunday rocked the center of the city of Baidoa in Somalia, 245 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu, killing at least 13. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, the Islamic group Amaha al-Shabaab has taken responsibility for similar attacks. Explosion came just 2 days after two massive explosions killed 25. This is VOA News.